May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our text for this morning comes from the gospel lesson from Mark chapter 6. You may be seated. Ah, Herod. Our text this morning is speaking of Herod Antipas. This is one of the sons of Herod the Great. You remember Herod the Great, right? He's the one who tried to have the infant Jesus killed by having all the baby boys 2 years old and younger in the area of Bethlehem murdered. Well, this is his son, one of the sons that Herod the Great decided not to have killed. And Herod Antipas has a problem with John the Baptist. Really, Herod has a problem with God's law, which John has been preaching to him. And the problem that Herod has with God's law, I think, is a problem that we all, from time to time, have with God's law. Now, this account of Herod and John is an interesting one. Herod had divorced his wife and married the divorced wife of his brother, something John is consistently telling him should not be done. And this word from John certainly seems to annoy Herod. It's kind of getting under his skin, but it makes his new wife Herodias furious. She wants John dead. And by the twisted plot that is laid before us in our gospel lesson, she eventually gets her way. But this morning, I want us to consider Herod, his thoughts, his actions, his apparent dilemma. And when you read the text closely, Herod almost becomes a sympathetic character. In a way, he's like Pontius Pilate, struggling with right and wrong, struggling with good and evil, struggling with doing what is right versus doing what is prudent, struggling with the authority and the power that his position has given him. Listen to what St. Mark says about Herod. Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he kept him safe. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet heard him gladly. While the words that John preached enraged Herodias, Herod's wife, Herod seems to have been more receptive. He heard John gladly. He feared John. He knew John to be a righteous man. In fact, he put John in prison to keep him safe from his wife Herodias. And yet, Herod is weak. John, no doubt, preached the law to Herod, but perhaps he preached the gospel as well, preaching that the kingdom of God was at hand in the person of Jesus Christ. And yet Herod's weakness gets the better of him. He makes a foolish oath after being beguiled by his stepdaughter. And that oath and the embarrassment of not keeping it in the presence of all of his guests, all of his honored guests, apparently is more important to him than the life of this righteous man. And although Herod was exceedingly sorry, nevertheless, because of his oath and his guests, he did not want to break his word to Herodias' daughter, so he has John killed. He acts against his own conscience. His battle between good and evil, how does it go? Well, he knowingly chooses the greater of two evils. Are we not often like Herod when confronted with God's law? When the mirror of God's holy word is held before our eyes, we fear God, even as Herod feared John. I pray that we gladly hear God's word, even as John was gladly heard by Herod. And no doubt, at times, God's word perplexes us just as it did Herod. And the choices we make? Well, we may not wind up choosing between having someone killed and keeping an oath, but we make moral and ethical decisions all the time. Have you ever knowingly chose the wrong when you should have chosen the right? Herod's excuse was the oath that he made. What are ours? Perhaps you think no one will notice your sin. Perhaps you think that your lashing out is justified because, well, that person, after all, made you angry. Perhaps you, like Herod, at times feel stuck trying to decide between the lesser of two evils. Regardless of the situation, your sin is your sin. My sin is my sin, even as Herod's sin was his. Was he tricked and deceived? And were his own lusts and the need to save face used against him? Of course. But it is the same with us. Have you ever sinned against someone to save face with somebody else? Have you ever been provoked to lash out at someone else? Have you ever chosen what was easy over what was right? Yes, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And now, as reported in the beginning of our gospel lesson, now that Herod hears about the mighty acts that Jesus is doing, he suddenly becomes quite afraid. He worries that Jesus is really John the Baptist raised from the dead. And if that's the case, no doubt John will be out for vengeance against Herod. Imagine the guilt of Herod's sin, of having John killed, must have been weighing heavy upon him. For instead of the more obvious conclusion that Jesus was some other man bearing the word and power of God, Herod concludes, well, John, whom I beheaded, must have been raised. At least he believes in the resurrection of the dead. Is your guilt ever that heavy? Does your sin ever weigh on you to that extent? Sadly, we have no evidence that Herod ever repented, that he ever believed that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah, the one that had come into the world to save the world from sin. In fact, when he is arrested in Jerusalem, this same Herod has Jesus brought before him. Having heard of the signs that Jesus did, as reported in our gospel lesson, Herod wants to see these things for himself. St. Luke tells us this: when Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had long desired to see him, because he had heard about him, and he was hoping to see some sign done by him. So he questioned him at some length, but Jesus made no answer. No great words, no miracles for Herod. Perhaps Herod had no reason to be afraid after all. It must have become clear to Herod at that point that this was not John the Baptist raised from the dead. This is Jesus. And he's not that impressive after all. Not that important, apparently. For he and his men joined the Romans in mocking Jesus. But it is different with you. Though you and I are no better than Herod according to our sinful nature, according to our confusion and rebellion over God's law, nevertheless, we have hope. Hope in someone who has in fact been raised from the dead. Not John the Baptist, not yet anyway, but Jesus the Christ. The resurrected Jesus has put your sin away. Jesus is the one that John himself pointed to and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The sin of the whole world. Jesus died for Herod's sin, and for your sin, and for mine. For the sin of everyone you know, the sin of everyone you meet, and for those who receive this good news in faith, we receive the benefit of Christ's death and resurrection. The forgiveness of our sins, salvation, and eternal life, the gifts you received in your baptism. And despite our apathy towards God's law, despite our doing the wrong when we should do the right, or trying to make God happy with our futile attempts to keep his law, your sin is forgiven. As St. Paul reminds us, in Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. This is the message that John proclaimed. This is the work that Christ accomplished. This is the word that we proclaim. Herod feared John, but it didn't matter. We fear, love, and trust in Jesus, our Savior, and that matters. Now, to many, this is a perplexing message. People don't want to hear that they are accountable to a holy God. On the other hand, it doesn't make a lot of sense that if I just try to do better, I can't please God on my own. It doesn't seem logical that someone else has to take our sin upon them, or that Jesus is that person. God's proclaimed word has always brought strong reactions from people. We read about the prophet Amos in our Old Testament lesson. He was bringing God's word to a people that didn't want to hear it. He was told to leave. He was told to go prophesy somewhere else. Oh, seer, go flee away to the land of Judah and eat bread there and prophesy there, but never again prophesy at Bethel. And that's what the priest told him. The people didn't want to hear his message. Just as Herodias didn't want to hear the message of John the Baptist, just as many don't want to hear the message of God today. Will the church suffer the same fate as John the Baptist? Will standing up for the truth cost us our lives? It might. It might happen in a generation or two. Or there may be other forms of persecution. But no matter. We have a Savior that did rise from the dead. And with John and all the other saints, you and I also will rise from the dead. Rise to eternal life. The Herods and the Herodiases of this world may rage and fight against the church and the church's message. But the church has already won. God is our rock and our fortress. We will never be shaken. And may we and all believers stand firm in this faith that we have been given until the day of our Lord's return. Until the day of our resurrection. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.